Well, good morning, and thank you once again for joining us. It is always a privilege to share with you from God's precious word. I trust that you've all been keeping well, and you've been taking care, and you're preparing for this season where it will define you and set you apart for the beginning of a new year. Time has passed and we're almost to the end of 2021. And I'm speaking on proactivity. I believe that if you are listening carefully and you set certain standards and certain measurements in your life, you will be good to go for 2022. All this is in the will of the Lord. Because the Bible tells us his plans are for us to prosper. And therefore, we believe by faith that whether it is in good times or bad times, we will prosper in the Lord our God. And I thank you this morning for always encouraging us and listening, as well as sharing these messages. I trust that you will invite your friends and your families to join us on the Sunday morning so that they themselves can have a fair portion of God's word so that it can encourage them, change them, reposition them, and redirect them into a season that God is calling now. This is a now season, and therefore proactivity is very important. We are on part three of proactivity, and our key text that we are paying attention to and drawing from is 2 Kings chapter 18 and verses number 1 to 7. And the Bible tells us that Ezekiah, who became king after many other kings, after his father Ahaz, and after his grandfather and many other kings that were before him, the Bible tells Ezekiah did what was right in the sight of the Lord. All this is in 2 Kings chapter 18, verse number 1 to 7. The Bible says he removed the high places and he broke down sacred pillars in verse number 4 of chapter 18. And the Bible says he cut down wooden images and broke down pieces of bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burnt incense to it and called it Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel. So after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. And you could see that Ezekiah set a precedent. He set a precedent of doing right in the sight of the Lord. He set a precedent of no longer following his biological father or the father that was king before, that was Ahaz. He followed David as a pattern. And therefore I said to you, as the church of the living God, you got to know how to follow who God appoints as a pattern in your life. And obviously we know that Jesus is our role model, is our pattern. And therefore, whatever is imitated on the face of the earth, by whom it is imitated, they must imitate Christ himself. And I said to you last week that you must know how to, the week before last in part one, I said proactive people are powered by accurate choice. Last week I spoke to you about proactive people, how they must be powered by an accurate choice. And this week I want to speak to you about proactive people, how they refuse negativity. Now I want you to know, church, this morning, that there are many negative people around you that are saying things that will bring you down and weigh you down. Now, I'm not talking about people that will speak to you about a change of season. I'm talking about people that will speak to you about negative things like why you must not take the vaccine. I'm talking about people that will discount the immunization of this vaccine. I'm talking about people that will tell you that this vaccine is antichrist. I'm talking about those who will tell you that this vaccine is from the devil. Now, I want you to know that, as I said previously, that I'm not a genius in terms of interpreting this, but what I know for sure, that this vaccine is good. My family and I, we all have been vaccinated. And God has been keeping us well. And he has been keeping us on a sure foundation. But listen, we'll do all this by faith. The Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith alone. And therefore, you got to know that you have to do this by faith. Just like the way Ezekiah, when he came into the season, he did it by faith. He did not look at the past mover. He did not concentrate on what the past was. But what he did was he looked ahead of him and realized that unless he makes a change, unless he sets a precedent of change, the next generation will suffer. And therefore, we build transgenerationally, church. And therefore, we got to know how to get out of our comfort zone, stretch our hands forth, and we got to get into line in terms of what God is saying in this present season. Therefore, you need to know that you need to get rid of all negativity around that surrounds you. Negative people will deposit things in your life that will weigh you down and bring you down. And therefore, you need to know that if God is for you, who can be against you? I know many people, they misinterpret negativity. They think that when one is speaking accurate things and speaking from the infallible word of God, they think that it is negativism. But I want you to know that that is a sure structure. That structure has been tested and it's been proven and it works and God shows up. And therefore, you have to know that in this season, you particularly have to pay attention to what God is saying to you so that you don't live in a past mode. And therefore, negativity is very important. And therefore, when you are proactive, you will refuse negativity. And therefore, you need to know you have to choose a way to stay away from, you have to choose to stay away from negative people. Because negative people operate with a damaged mindset. That's right. There are many people that are on the face of the earth that have a damaged mindset and they want to counsel people. Now, I want you to know you can't counsel somebody if you have a damaged mindset. You got to have an accurate mindset, a mindset that is aligned with God's word, a mindset that studies God's word, a mindset that understands this present season. And therefore, you have to know as the Church of the Living God, while we are within this community, we got to know how to stay away from negativity. And therefore, negativity are things that will hold you back from your season of prosperity. Negativity will hold you back from your season of moving forward, of understanding present day truth. Because there are lots of people that whisper in people's ears about things of the past and make it so profound that such people will listen to those negativities. They do not want to move into a new season because they are quite comfortable with the season of the past. But I want you to know in this season, church, God wants to deal with the operating system of a damaged mindset. And I want you to know those who are negative are people that have a damaged mindset. They are actually delusioned, which means they have a fixed false belief, which means nothing can move them, nothing can change them. And that's the reason why in this present season, you as the Church of the Living God need to know how to encourage yourself by staying away from negative people that prevent you from advancing into the sure purposes of God. And therefore, church, listen this morning. You've got to know how to stay away from things that are negative. You see, you've got to understand there are different features of negativity. And there are so many different features, but I would name a few features this morning. The features of negativity is that negativity negates hope. Which means when you there is hope, negative people bring you to the place where there is no hope. Negativity erodes faith, which means it washes away your faith. Negativity generates heaviness. You become burdensome. Negativity ascribes blame, which means you no longer look at yourself. You look at others and blame others for your deficiency. Negativity transmits quickly, which means it transfers from one person to another very quickly. Negativity is inactivity, which means negativity will prevent you from being stagnant. Stagnant people are people that are doing the same things year after year, and they feel like they are blossoming and blooming. Meanwhile, they are going nowhere slowly. And negative people are inactive people. Negative people are very critical. They are critical about the truth. They are critical about the season. They are critical about what God is saying now. They are critical about other people's prosperity. They are critical about other people's advancement, which means they don't say anything good. All they can say is negative things. And negativity is very critical. Negativity exaggerates minor problems. And negativity strangles perception. I want you to know, when there is a perception and God wants you to perceive, sometimes you will see through a window. And when you want to pursue that, you want to perceive what God is saying, negativity will strangle that. I know there are many people that are strangling other people by negativism. And it's so sad in this season that people who want to go forward, and when they just take the first step forward, there are people that come and whisper in their ears and bring them down and cause negativism in their minds. They take 10 steps backwards, and therefore there would be no sign of advancement. You see, when you are negative people, you are going to be like those spies that were sent to spy out the land. And the report that came back, 10 brought a very negative report. The Bible tells us negative people, these negative people saw giants. They did not see food. They saw giants. All the sons of Anak saw giants. Those were 10 sons of Anak. Only 2, Joshua and Caleb, they saw food. I want you to know that negative people will only see thorns, but they will not see roses. You see, Ezekiah refused to take advice from any of the other kings because they knew that they were negative kings. They were kings of the past. They could not bring Ezekiah into the future. Ezekiah had to look up to somebody that had a present understanding and had no negativism in it. And Ezekiah moved forward because of that. You see, negative people, they see thorns, they don't see roses. They see Goliaths, they don't see a David. You see, when you can see a David, your Goliath becomes nothing. Negative people see Mary's son. They don't see the Lamb of God. You see, you must be able to see the Lamb of God. If you're still celebrating baby Jesus as a church, then you've got a problem. You don't see him as the Lamb of God. You're still stuck in that parade of Jesus born in a manger. If you're still building mangers and still crafting out sheep and crafting out hay, I want you to know that you have not shifted any further from your salvation understanding. God wants the church to move beyond that which it first knew, to the day of the present, that is now. And if you are stuck in negativism, you will only see Jesus as a baby boy. You will not see him as a son of God. That's why a lot of people still celebrate the baby, but they do not know how to celebrate the Lamb of God. Ezekiah, he did not wallow in hopelessness because of the lack of the support from his family. You see, sometimes you have to take a chance as an individual. If you do not have family support, you must know how to take a chance as an individual. I've been there, and I understand exactly what it is when you do not have support. But guess what? As an individual, I knew how to continue with the hope that was in me. And God has brought me thus far because of the hope that was in me. That was the hope of my glory. Therefore, you got to know how to stand up, church. Because if you continue to look back to your family and hear what your family says and how they are saying it, you will continue to be there at that place with no improvement. God wants the church to advance. Somebody say hallelujah. God wants the church to shift beyond its measures. You cannot continue to look backwards if you want to go forward. To go forward, you have to look at the things that are ahead of you. That's why Paul said, I press on towards the goal, towards the mark of perfection. That was ahead of him. I'm running the race, he said. That was all ahead of him. And therefore, you got to know how to do that. Ezekiah chose not to listen to his family because he knew all his families were negative people. They only understood negative structures. And Ezekiah chose not to listen to that kind of structure. He did not blame his parents for the environment. See, one thing you can never do, church, is you can never blame your parents for the environment. If you are stuck in a season, don't blame your parents for it. You must know how to walk out of that season. You must know how to step out of that season. You must come to the place where God is speaking to you now through his word. Because this is the season God wants to bring you into. Because his word is proceeding. Which means if you pay careful attention to what God is saying now, you will shift with that season that God places you in. But if you continue to look at the past and close your ears to what God is saying now, you will be a highly offended person. I know people will get offended about the message of the now because they are so accustomed to the things of the past. And therefore, you need to know that negative people live in hopelessness. Ezekiah chose not to be negative. He chose never to be living hopelessness. He decided not to continue. He decided to continue in spite of not having the support of his family. And therefore, the Bible tells us he did not go and blame his family. He just continued to get better and better and better. He did not criticize. He was not overwhelmed by the northern king's apostasy. Remember I told you Uzziah, the king, he went into apostasy. He brought in back all these images, these graven images. He started worshiping the gods of the earth. And the Bible tells us Ezekiah chose not to follow that pattern. Ezekiah followed a pattern that God gave him to see now. He perceived that pattern. And the Bible tells us that Ezekiah moved away from negativism. You see, proactive people refuse negativity. Church, this morning, you've got to know how to refuse negativity. There are negative things that are surrounding you and clouding your mind. You've got to shift away from that because people only want you to stay in the wrong. Nobody will tell you the truth in this season. Nobody will want to tell you the truth how to get better in life. But there are certain people that will tell you the truth, but it's highly offensive, which means it will prick you, it will cut you, it will make you feel like you are nothing. But guess what? It's preparing you for a better season. And that's the reason why you've got to know how to stay away from negative people. Some of them will tell you that this season is not God's season. But I can tell you this season is what is the season of God. And God is bringing the church to a more accurate position, a more accurate way in him. And therefore, you must have been in an accurate way, but there is a more accurate way. That's why Priscilla and Aquila had to show Apollos a more accurate way in understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. And therefore, in every person, there is a more accurate way. But you need to know how to refuse negativism. So therefore, negative people are people that are clouded by hopelessness. Church, we have hope. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the Word of God. Our hope is in the second coming of Jesus Christ, the return of Jesus Christ. These are hopes that you and I have. And therefore, you've got to know how to stay away from negativism. But also, proactive people operate without coercion. That's right. Proactive people operate without being coerced. You see, if you're a person that only wants to be pushed and pushed and pushed to do things, then you can't function without being coerced. Proactive people operate without coercion. I want you to tell you, no one needs to tell you what to do all the time. You should be now, if you are a 20-year-old Christian, you should already know how to function as a child of God. You don't need a seminar for that, to function as a child of God. You don't need to be propelled by a pastor to tell you what the duties of a believer should be if you are a 20-year-old. Even if you are a 10-year or 5-year-old believer, you don't have to be coerced. Things should be done automatically in your mind, which means that nobody should teach you how to tithe. Nobody should tell you when you should tithe. I know a lot of people have stopped tithing because pastors are now doing online messages. They feel that they're not going to a regular church. They're not gathering, so they just have to keep their money in their pocket because there's no need. But guess what? You don't give to a pastor. Neither do you give to an assembly. You give to God. But the medium is through the one that God has appointed before you. So no matter whether it's online messages or whether it is or informal messages, and you're not coming to gather, whether you're gathering under the tree or you're gathering in the street, your tithes, offering, first fruit, and your extraordinary givings is all related to your faithfulness in God. And when God says, if you are faithful with little things, He will give you greater things to handle. See, a lot of people just stopped giving to the Lord because they thought that there's no longer church. Why should we give? A lot of people took the Lord's money and decided to help themselves. I want you to know, you cannot help yourself unless you allow God to help you. When God helps you, you will be short of nothing and you will accelerate beyond measure. Church, you need to learn these principles. These principles are important principles for your advancing to 2022. So proactive people know how to operate without being coerced. Coercion is a big problem in the Church of the Living God. You've got to tell the person when that he needs to come early. You've got to tell the person that somebody has to stand by the door and greet the people. You've got to ask for volunteers, which means you forcefully, nobody comes to you and say, Pastor, what can I do? You see, that's how people, proactive people, operate. When they come into the meeting in the morning, they could say, Pastor, what do you want me to do? They're the early day. What would you like me to do so that I could ease the burden that you carry, as well as do what I want to do for the Lord? You see, people who operate without coercion do not complain. They are willing to do things. You know, I said to you, that when you operate without coercion, no one must tell you to put your house in order. You see, proactive people put their house in order first before they do anything else, which means they get their family life right first. Their husband, their wife, and their children are in line first before they go and dictate the terms to other people's children, other people's wives, and other people's husbands. That's what happens when a person is proactive and your praise without being coerced. There are many people on the face of the earth. They have dysfunctional families, but they want to lead and run the church family. You can't lead and run God's church if you do not know how to put your first church in order. You see, when you are proactive, the first thing you will do, you will seek help to put your house in order before you do something else. You see, Hezekiah was told by God when he was extended the additional 15 years when he was very ill. He said, Hezekiah, put your house in order. You see, proactive people know how to put their house in order first before they try to put God's house in order. You've got to put your house in order, which means your relationship with your wife has to be right. You have to understand the relationship between husband and wife. Wives, before you try to put the church in order, make sure your relationship with your husband is right first. Important principles. Make sure your children love God. Make sure they are in line with God. Make sure they are attending church. You know, many pastors ask people to attend and bring their children, but their children are not in church. You see, you cannot come to church with your wife being somewhere else, and you are in church and thinking that you can take the message to them. No, you go to church as a family. Church, listen, these are principles that work. It worked for me, and many other leaders on the face of the earth will tell you the same thing. If you know how to put your house in order, God will bless you in every other area of your life. That's what it requires. Therefore, you must know how to put your house in order. People who are prayed without coercion, who are proactive people, they get a will drawn. Here's a question. Do you have a will for your family if something happens to you? That's an important thing. You've got to have a will for your family, which means a drawn up legal will as to what happens with your possessions when you die. It's sad, but this is the reality, church. These are people who are proactive. You've got to go and draw a will. I know many people who have died, they don't have a will. And there's such big chaos within the families because there is no will in terms of what happens to their estate when someone dies. You see, you've got to be proactive. You've got to know how to get a will drawn. And that is an important thing. Get a will drawn. Make sure you have a copy in the safer. And make sure you have a copy with the person that you made as your authority to finalize things when something happens to you. Like your attorney or somebody that you put in charge to get that right. I want you to know that proactive people not only put their house in order, when they operate without coercion, they put their house in order, they get a will drawn, they also have a medical aid for the family. Proactive people have a medical aid for the family. Church, it's very important to have a medical aid for the family. I know the first thing that someone will tell me, Pastor, it is not affordable. But sometimes, maybe for now, you could just get an hospital plan. This is so important for your family until you advance into a full medical aid. Proactive people must have an insurance policy for your family. That's right. You must take a policy if something happens to you that your family is not left with nothing, which means they are well taken care of if something happens to you. That's what it means. See, nobody has to continuously tell you, you must get a will drawn, you must get an insurance for your family, you must have a medical aid. Nobody has to keep on telling you this. When you are proactive, you get all this drawn automatically. You have to do that. And don't think that I have very little, so it won't be a problem. Whatever little you have a will for that. No matter how small that thing is, have a will for it, because that will help your family to understand things at a later stage. This is very important. If you do not legislate in your will what you want to happen, what you want for to happen when you die, there will be chaos and other people will be taking decisions on your behalf, even though you might not desire for it. You might have not desired for it to go that way. Therefore, you have to have a will drawn up. So therefore, church, this morning, your sense of what is right propels you beyond what is social and politically correct. Your sense of what is right propels you beyond what is socially and politically correct. See, proactive people, they operate without coercion. Their sense of what is right is not controlled by social and political operations. They understand what the right thing is to do. See, Ezekiah, he knew what was the right thing to do. Immediately when he becomes king, he continues to destroy all the things that were ungodly before God. You've got to know how to be proactive. You have to be like the sons of Ezekiah. They know what to do. Ezekiah personally took the initiative. He did not wait for a response from public support to do what is right. He just went and did it because he knew that was the right thing to do. Ezekiah seized the opportunity given to him by the position as king. You see, if you are given the opportunity to reign, seize that opportunity as a child of God, as a son of God, and do what is right in the sight of God. Because proactive people operate without being coerced, not told what they should do. They should know what they should do. You see, the Bible emphasizes that he did what was right in the sight of God, Ezekiah. Not they. Ezekiah did what was right in the sight of God. Proactive people look at every situation as an opportunity. See, church, you must look at every situation as an opportunity. So I trust that you will desire from listening this morning to be proactive in your choices. Next week, we'll look at part 4 of proactivity. I know that you will really be blessed with part 4. Continue to pay attention to all these that have been taught in part 1, part 2, and part 3. If you joined us, these series are uploaded on our YouTube under Rajan Naidu. I want you to go and listen to it over and over again. And this will benefit you, especially if you want to build in this present season, in a now season. These messages will thoroughly impact your life so that you will be able to do what is right in the sight of the Lord. May God bless you. And may he keep you. May his face always shine on you. Lift up your hands. I bless you this morning with all blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. If you've been challenged by what has been taught and you want to know more, please WhatsApp us on our WhatsApp page or number that is on the screen. And we will gladly get back to you. The banking details that have been displayed is all for all your banking requirements in terms of tithes, offerings, first fruit, and your extraordinary givings. Do share these messages to other people so that they can listen. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next Sunday. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, send us a WhatsApp message. We will call you and definitely lead you to the Lord or tell you how you can accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm out right now. I will see you again next week with part 4 of this series. Keep tuned. Thank you.